this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zoma the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, dogs, baboons, woodchucks, pikas, any other mammals, ostriches, robins, flamingos, grebes, bats, or any other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. Only good thing about the coming winter, geckos might freeze during it. Almost makes the whole thing bearable, huh? Anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zoma the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the unadulterated. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zoma the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. Well, I guess you could catch yourself up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com, maybe. Anyways, so Monday was Halloween. You know what that means. Rotten little brat humans come begging for sugary treats, and Georgie just hands them out. Complete strangers. But still, Georgie forks over the goodies. They just have to ring the doorbell. Except, of course, when Iguana came and asked her for some candy, because the retard vet says iguanas can't eat gummy bears or other goodies. Usual lies and bullshit. And, of course, Georgie guarded the candy bowl in between brat beggars so Iggy couldn't defy her and help Ig self. Iggy even tried putting together a costume, using some black string to make a dumb hairdo and a fake goatee, and then some pipe cleaners to make some fake glasses, and Iguana put on Iguana's best vapid TV host face. Trick or treat, Georgie. Who are you supposed to be, Zomo? I'm Dave Navarro. Georgie Davis, you do not have what it takes to be Igmaster. Pack your shit up and leave. That show is called Ink Master, not Ig Master. Yes, because you do not have what it takes to be Ig Master, so you have to settle for Ink Master. Now give me some candy, bitch. You know you can't have candy, Zomo. No, but Dave Navarro can eat candy, right? Yeah, well, you're not Dave Navarro. You're Zomo pretending to be Dave Navarro. Yes, chimp. Give me Dave Navarro's share of the candy. No candy for iguanas. You just said Dave Navarro can eat candy, though. Well, if the real Dave Navarro shows up, I'll give him some candy. You're not Dave Navarro. Okay, give me Dave Navarro's candy, and Iggy will make sure it gets to him. Hell no, you're just going to eat it yourself. Georgie? Tell Iggy why you have such deep-rooted trust issues. Anyway, so we went round and round. She wouldn't fork over any candy, no matter how I assured her that it would be sent to Dave Navarro and not just eaten myself. Anyways, she didn't believe me. And then after the brats stopped coming to the door about 8:30 p.m., she ate the leftover candy all by herself. She wouldn't share none of it with me. Goddamn chimp. Iggy tried going for backup. Iggy tried Facebooking a selfie of Igself in my Dave Navarro costume to Technical Support Monkey. Anyways, at least Technical Support Monkey was impressed by Iguana's costume, but still didn't manage to get any candy out of it because, Technical Support Monkey was handing it out to human bratlings at her house. And apparently she'd already promised to share her leftover candy with What's-His-Face Guitar Dude. Oh, and then, of course, I kept bugging her. She said, I can't give you any candies, Zomo. Georgie will kill me if I do. God damn it. God damn Georgie. God damn chimps. God damn vet and his horrible candy Nazi rules. It wasn't even the worst thing that happened all week, though. On Wednesday, Georgie started hassling Iggy about bath time. Which, you know, she bothers me about that semi-regularly because apparently she isn't very good with the whole listening comprehension thing. Because as Iggy has told her a million times, Iggy hates bath time. Anyway, so Wednesday afternoon, Ig was watching TV and minding Ig's own business, and Georgie comes up to me and tells me I need to go have a bath. And Ig says to her, "No, Georgie, iguana smells fine." "I never said you smelled bad, Zelmo. I said you needed a bath." Well, why would Iggy need a bath when Iggy smells fine and does not smell bad? Well, because it's for your skin and it's relaxing. Iguana's skin is perfect as is, and Iguana was relaxing just fine before you started pestering me. "Yeah, but it'll be nice to sit in a hot bath, Zelmo." Iguana ain't falling for that bullshit, Georgie. Falling for what? Iguana's seen the shows on History Channel about bathing and the Nazis, Georgie. Those were showers, not baths. Close enough. There's no gas chamber in the bathroom, Zelmo. That's what the Nazis used to tell the Jews, too, Georgie. I ain't falling for it. I've seen the shows on History Channel. Oh, please. I had a shower in there this morning. It's fine. That's your story and you're sticking to it, huh, Georgie? Just go have a bath, Zelmo. Iguana don't want to have a bath, Georgie. What's the big deal about a nice hot bath? Ig said no. Oh, come on, just go have a bath. No means no, Georgie. Ain't you got any feminazi friends who can explain that to you? I have a bath 3 times a week, Zelmo. What's the big deal? You need to have a bath 3 times a week, Georgie, because you're a chimp and you smell like one. I did not smell like a chimp. Right. Yes, you do. I use scented body wash and soap, Zelmo. I smell like perfume. You smell like a chimp dipped in scented body wash, which is still smelling like a chimp. I did not smell like a chimp. Says you and your terrible sense of smell. And finally, it wasn't getting anywhere. So Gwena realized I had to propose a tiebreaker. He says to her, "Listen, Chimpette, let's call in a neutral party to settle this for us. Iggy will text Mr. Heidel and ask him to come over and decide which of us needs a bath more." "I don't need a bath, Zelmo. I had one yesterday. I had a shower this morning. This is about you having a bath." "Well, let's see what Mr. Heidel thinks." Georgie, of course, didn't really want Mr. Heidel coming over, but he guessed she thought she'd win him over on this one. Plus, Iguana didn't let her see what Iggy was going to text him. So she agreed to Mr. Heidel being the neutral bath judge. So then I text Mr. Heidel, "Georgie thinks Ig needs a bath, but Ig doesn't need a bath. Iggy will give you one free pair of Georgie's used panties if you come over and tell her she's the one who needs a bath." Needless to say, Mr. Heidel hopped over the fence toot sweet and was at the back door in no time.
"What's this about bath time?"
So Georgie pipes up. She says, "I told Zelmo to go have a bath for her skin. She won't listen." And I pipe up and say, "Iguana doesn't need a bath. Iguana's skin is flawless and Ig smells fine. Here, check it out." And I raised up my little arm. Mr. Heidel came over and took a sniff by Iggy's armpit.
"Yeah, I don't smell anything."
He went over by Georgie. And he started sniffing her. She didn't like that much, especially when he said,
"You might need a bath, though."
"I do not. Get out of here." He didn't just smell her armpits, though. He, like, bent down. He was, like, sniffing her butt like a dog. Ugh. It was disgusting, gross. But hey, you know, Mr. Heidel, he was earning his free pair of Georgie's used undies fair and square. Georgie, of course, got all weirded out and yelled, "Stop smelling me. It's not about smell." Yeah, Mr. Heidel said something about wanting to watch her in the shower. Something Iguana wasn't listening because at this point, Iguana was busy running down to my secret basement lab to fetch the latest bit of inventory to hand off to Mr. Heidel. You know, I think I mentioned it before, my little sideline of having my frog slave Hoppy haul Georgie's disgusting used panties out of the laundry hamper. bag them up in Ziploc baggies, you know, so they're safe for handling, and then Iggy sells them online to random pervs for $50 a pop. By the way, just a little warning note, if you're going to do that, you can't get greedy, because then the chimps figure it out, okay? Only steal and sell one, maybe two, but really just one pair of used panties a week. Otherwise, the chimps notice their undies are going missing, and then they take away your TV privileges for a week, and you miss some good shows. So anyways, iguana, then, oh yeah, I went down, I grabbed the newest Ziploc undies patch. What did I do with it? Oh yeah, I stuck them in a, I had, well, of course, he can't hand Mr. Heidel a Ziploc baggie of Georgie's used panties in front of Georgie, because she's going to see that, so I put them in a plain brown paper bag so Georgie wouldn't see them. Taped that up on the top. And I headed back upstairs. Georgie was yelling at Mr. Heidel, "Get the hell out of my house!" and blah, blah, blah. So Iggy handed him the baggie and said, "Here's that parcel Iguana was telling you about. Thanks for coming over." Mr. Heidel kind of grunted, "Thanks." Stuffed it in his pocket, you know, because he's smart. He knows you can't let Georgie see that sort of thing. Then he looked at Georgie, looked her up and down, and said, "See you later, toots. Wash that stank ass."
You should have seen the look on Georgie's face. It was priceless. She didn't like that one bit. Anyway, so then he headed home. And, you know, Iggy lost a sale this week, but it totally worked because Georgie seemed to have forgotten all about bath time. She just spent the rest of the evening ranting about how Mr. Heidel's supposedly a perv and a creep. And Iggy says to her, "He is not a creep, Georgie. He is a very nice man. A nice man who's very loyal to his friends, always willing to take one for the team, Georgie. And he is a nice man who drives a Mercedes-Benz, Georgie. You should give him a chance." Now, Georgie got so mad, she stormed downstairs to her painting studio and slammed the door shut. Ah, peace and quiet. I mean, it cost Stiggy $50 in profit, but oh well. I'm just going to have to tell Hoppy to swipe an extra pair of undies next week. Make up for it. Anyway, so Georgie was on my shit list all week between, you know, the Halloween scroogery and the weirdo bath fixation and costing me $50. Anyways, that was how my week went. I'm going to go have a nap and see what else I can steal from Georgie and sell online. You know, make a little extra cash for the Christmas season. Now that I'm going to spend it on presents, I'm going to spend it on myself. But anyways, those count as presents, right? So anyways, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, get their least favorite neighbor to come over and sniff their butt and annoy them. And then you can go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com. Grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talking to you eggs next week. Bye.